That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got no better reason. That's why I'm standing before you.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. The show's Rosie on the House, celebrating 29 years of being on every Saturday morning to take Arizona homeowners' calls to answer their questions about anything having to do with home improvement, remodeling, or maintenance on their house, home, castle, or cabin. That's a mouthful.
And Pat's been on the line longest as we get up to Goodyear and bring him in. Take a quick moment and congratulate Dunright Windows and Doors. They've got a nice new showroom in the Scottsdale area. Worked hard to become a Rosie certified partner, and of course, if you're a window contractor, you had to get your Pella certification. So worked hard to earn that, and we're happy to have them on. And another
that's awesome
resource for you, the Arizona homeowner, for maintaining, caring, and keeping up with your house, home, castle, or cabin.
You know,
you can
I'd
find
like
them in the window category and door category at Rosie on the House.
I'd like to say right here on air, Romy, just congratulations on the job you're doing. I think the network has grown more since you stepped up and taken control than it has since we started. You're doing a great job, man.
Well, we've got
thanks a million for all your hard work.
We have the team to execute it. That's been the biggest.
We do have a great team.
The biggest
but
aspect.
But thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah.
And the Arizona homeowners, thank you for all your great work. Because as the network grows, their protection grows. Let's go to Pat in Goodyear. After that, it'll be Diane in Tucson and Hank in Maricopa. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Thank you, people, for being there. You are a godsend.
Well, thank you for the kind words.
Okay. Now, the new rates that have gone in for APS and the modifications that they've made, and supposedly they're changing the hours for peak, how is that going to be affecting those of us who super cool? I've been very successful at it. Usually peak use is between 12% and 15%.
Nice, Pat. Good job.
Yeah.
Now, which plan are you on, 9 to 9 or noon to 7?
Noon to 7.
Okay. And how big is your home?
1350.
Okay. And
it's a geezer home in Goodyear.
Okay. And by using the super cooling with your current combined advantage plan, how much do you think you're saving a month?
Well, from what I understand, the people that lived here before had like $400 electric bills a month.
Ooh.
And I am usually right around 200 is like my maximum.
Okay. All right. So you're buying 80%, 80 to 85% of your power off peak. That's great. So to answer your question, how APS's new rates will affect supercooling, Pat, I have to tell you, I've done a little bit more studying on how they're going to impact and affect solar industry than I have how they've affect supercooling. I got distracted. I haven't done a good job of studying what actually got passed last week while I was out of town. I'll be doing a complete assessment of that with my good friend Steve Kep, the owner of Advanced Home Systems, the father of supercooling. And I will give you, Pat, a complete follow-up on that topic and that question on next week's program. So be sure and stay tuned in. We'll hit that at the 9 o'clock hour. All right, from there, let's see if we can jump to Hank calling from Maricopa. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good.
First of all, I want to say thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
The situation I'm having, I've been having for months, that at from time to time in the morning, I will lose water pressure. Sometimes I have to have nothing on until one faucet on, and very low, if any, water coming out. Then when I do get some pressure, I have a lot of black water coming in my kitchen sink, my toilet bowl, showers, whole nine yards. I have called my local water company, and they said it's my water softener. I have called my water softener. They came out and looked at it. They said they're saying it's my local water company. Any input?
Just out of curiosity, have you talked to any neighbors?
Yes. They're not having no issues at all.
So it's got to be something in your line then post-entrance, which would either be the heater or the softener. Does it only, if you just run cold, does it come out, or does it only come out if you're on hot?
Just coming on, period. I had no water pressure at all, cold or hot. A couple Sundays ago, I had no water pressure the whole day. The very next day, like nothing happened. It was just normal, fine.
Now, the next thing I would tell you to do, Hank, is when you experience that, do you know where the water comes into your house?
Yes, I do. And I go outside and I check my faucet outside.
Yes.
High pressure.
Okay. All right. So, Hank, it is something inside your home, because if you can go around to that hose bib that's at your water manifold and it's high pressure, but something inside the house is restricting it. I, too, am with the water company. I'm very suspicious that it is your water treatment system. I'd maybe get a second opinion from another water treatment company. I know our company, Water Treatment Technologies. I know they go down to Maricopa. I know All About Water goes down to Maricopa. So I'd get a second opinion on that water treatment system, Hank.
I agree. And you can find them both in the water treatment category, rosieonthehouse.com. If you hang tight, we'll make sure Jennifer grabs you offline and gets you, excuse me, those numbers.
We had a caller that couldn't hold on. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in and visit. We'll help you with anything you're trying to tackle. The number's 1-888-767-4348. But a caller from Tucson called and left a message that, look, my air conditioning system is 20 years old. Is it worth fixing? You know, I wish she could have held, because I wanted to ask her some more questions. But at 20 years old, it would depend on what the repair bill is going to be. And depending on the size of the equipment, what the cost of replacing it is going to be. But I will tell you, a 20-year-old system probably has an efficiency rating that's about one half or two thirds less than what a new system is going to be. I would not put very much money into a 20-year-old air conditioning system. And if I was in southern Arizona, in the Pima County area, I would call Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating, or I would call Temperature Control in Tucson. If I was farther south than that, I'd call Green Valley Cooling and Heating and get somebody there to give you an estimate and a full appraisal of what the new unit would cost. You're going to find that unit is going to operate at about about 75% more efficient than the system you currently have now. Any one of these three companies aren't just going to take a look at the equipment and replace it with like-sized equipment. They're going to take a look at the return air plenum and make sure it's as big as it needs to be. They're going to take a look at the supply ducts to make sure you don't have any leakage. And then they're going to give you a system designed for the actual application at your house. I will tell you this. If you look for air conditioners and you have people coming over to your house, if they're just walking over and seeing what size you have, and saying, you have a 3-ton, we're going to replace it with a 3-ton, and that's all the research they do, you have the wrong air conditioning company on your property. The newer, high-efficient units, generally, if the ductwork can be checked and it's all got good, the integrity of the duct system is good, we can reduce the size of your equipment in Arizona almost every single time. And by reducing the size of the equipment, by a proper BTU load calculation, the thing that you want your air conditioning contractor to be looking at the very least, is a manual J calculation that's done on a computer. Okay, that tells them what size compressor or air conditioner you need. And if they tell you, well, it looks like you need about a 2.5 or a 3-ton, go with a smaller unit. You want your air conditioning slightly undersized so that when it comes on and runs a really long time. If you go too big an air conditioner, it turns on and off, on and off, on and off. It takes 6 times more electricity to start an air conditioner than it does to run an air conditioner. You want your air conditioner to come on in the hot summer afternoons, turn on, and stay on a long time. Okay? Slightly undersized, higher efficiency means your house is going to be more comfortable. There's going to be fewer hot spots, and your air is going to be much better filtered, improving your indoor air quality. So there you go. You're down in the Tucson area. Again, that's either temperature control, intelligent design, air conditioning and heating, or Green Valley and Cooley and Heating. Those are the three we'd recommend to you.
Let's get to Elizabeth and talk some flooring. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So I would like to know what my next best inexpensive option for flooring is other than carpeting or vinyl.
And what rooms in the home are we looking to floor?
Well, honestly, it would be my whole entire house. But really right now, I kind of want to start with one room that I had to tear the carpet out of because it, there was like some a lot of urine accidents on it.
Yeah.
And so we have, okay. We have pets?
No, a child.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to go to a hard surface. And, Elizabeth, I'll tell you, you can get to any of the tile showrooms in town. And good porcelain tile starts at under $2 a square foot. So that's not installed. That's the material only. But that's probably what I'd be looking at. Think about ceramic tile. If you're not into the sheet vinyl or the linoleum. I mean, and they make some really nice linoleum, so that would be a real option for me if it was my house.
And because it's not pets, you don't have to worry about, you know, a lot of dogs have a hard time walking on tiles, but that's not our case here, so that's a great option for you. And we'll get a couple for you in your area here. We'll do a little research during the break and get you that detail.